Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. We begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumah Tzaraas, the laws of impurity of Tzaraas and the Sefer Tahara, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses regarding the Taharas Mitzrayah, regarding the purification process of the Mitzrayah, which Halacha Aleph, the Rambam begins with the first stage of the purification. Taharas Mitzrayah, the purification of the Mitzrayah, is a mitzvah saseh, is a positive commandment. And v'tikalachtoi kesher yitar, and the desk that he cuts his body here when he becomes purified, is mitzvah saseh, is its own positive commandment, which the intent here is regarding the second haircutting, that the Kohen shaves his body here 7 days after his first haircutting. That's what Rambam explains, Ketzah Matar Nesam Mitzrayah. How do you purify the Mitzrayah? So maybe Mizrik Shel Chedes Chadash, being a large earthenware, large new earthenware bowl, which the Kabbalah Hishi Chadash, it's from tradition that it should be new. They bring and they put inside of it a quarter of a leg of live waters, which is spring waters from river. Hadurin lekadosh oisam meichatas, that would be fit to be used in the sanctification of the paraduma waters, which b'shir zimad yisayfim regarding this laws of mitzayra, that measurement of the revius is from rabbinic law. Umevi shtei tzipadim duray, and they bring two, literally the free birds, which is a type of a free bird that does not accept any mastery from anyone else, which some say it's the sparrow, that are tahiris, that are kosher to eat, l'shem taras tzaras, that it should be bought with the intention of being used for the purification of the tzaras. Shemak says in the pasuk, v'lokach lamitar, that it should be taken for the one that he's being purified, and that should be its intention. And v'shechet es habruda shebishtein. So from these two birds, he slaughters the more robust, the healthy one of the two, al ha'mayim shebikliharis, over the water that's in the earthenware vessel. And you squeeze out the blood, until the blood is recognizable in the water. And he digs and he buries the slaughtered bird in front of the Mitzrayah. And this is a tradition from the oral tradition. And he takes a cedar wood, and the mitzvah, the mitzvah is that it should be an amah in its length. The avi and its width should be should be like a quarter of the legs of a leg of a bed. The Ezav Sheim L'Shim Levi should also have a hyssop that does not have a secondary name. Rather, they just call it Ezav, which is a type of herb which is fit for human consumption. Kumash Bian, like we explained in the halachas of Paraduma, Perigadav Allah Havava, also has similar ingredients. And Ein Pachas Mitafach, and the hyssop cannot be less than a hand breadth. And Rishni Telas, and you have wool that's dyed with these types of red berries that have inside of them a the type of bug, and therefore it's called Shni Telas, that of a worm. According to some, that's the reason why. It's a red thread. And Mishkol Shekel, its weight is a shekel. Now, Vim Tamai, but if let's say they had dipped into this liquid some other wool, then Psalai, then it's invalidated the dye to be used for the purification of the Tzeras. Ketzvias HaTcheles, just like the dyeing of the Tcheles, which is used in Tzitzis, also cannot have been tainted by using it for something else. And Mechal HaShriyudim HaLocha, all these measurements are HaLocha Meshem Mesinai. He takes with these three that we mentioned, Hatzipra Chaya, the living bird, the one that's still alive. Varbo min me'elu, and these four, the specimens, the birds, the cedar, the hyssop, and the red thread. Machman says that they're integral, that you need to have all four of them. Now, if we're going to the cedar wood or the hyssop, if they got peeled, soon they're invalid. Now, what you do is you wrap the hyssop with the cedar, beloshen shel zahiris, with the third ingredient, that of the red thread, umakav lem, and you bring them close without tying to the rosh agapayim, to the tip of the wings, the v'reisha zondav, and the tip of the tail, shal tzipar hachaya, of the fourth ingredient, that of the living bird. But tovel arbata b'mayim shebekli ubedam shalem, and you dip all four of them like that into the water in the vessel with the blood that's on top of them. Umazeh shevapam alach yodah shel mitzrayah, and you spray them 7 times on the back of the hand of the mitzrayah. And then Mishalech Hatsiba, then you let the bird go free. Now, Mekhetz Mishalech, how do you send it away? So, Imid Be'ir, Bezerke Chutzalchem, so you stand in the city and you throw it out of the wall, beyond the wall of the city. Ve'ein Haifech Fanav, you don't turn its face, Le'liyam, not to the sea, Le'liyir, not to the city, Le'limid, but not to the desert. Shemak says in the Pasik, Mechutz Le'ir Pnei Asada, you send it out of the city towards the face, the surface of the field. Now, Shulcha, V'chazro, let's say he sent it away and he came back. Well, then Chayz Mishalech, you send it back again, even 100 times. And then the Kohen goes and cuts off the body, here's the Mitzrayah. Now, Kitz Megalchai, how does he go and do this first hair cutting ceremony? So Mavertar al kol besar hanera. So he takes a razor and it removes all visible hairs. Afilu beis hashechi, beis ha'erva, even from the area of the armpit or from the genital area. Serish al kol aguf, the hair from the whole body. Actually, also kidlas until he's like a squash. Shneimak, it says in the pasuk, es kol sorry, all his hair, which comes to include even not openly revealed hairs. So imkain, if that's the case, lama nema. So why does it say roishoy, the hair on his head, uzkonei, the beard, begabas enov, and the eyebrows? If which, although this is by the second hair cutting, but we learned that the first from the second, if you're talking about all hairs, l'rab is kol koyitzvim, it's coming to include that which is similar to those, in the sense that at least it's somewhere on the body, although it's generally covered. But l'mayit seir shabatoich achaytim, we're coming to exclude the hair that's in the nose, l'feisha in the nerve, because that's not seen at all. So it's not like the hair in the armpit, which sometimes it is revealed when a person picks up his arm. That's what we're excluding by mentioning reisha zekonim begabas inner. Now, the second phase, which is 7 days after the first hair cutting. So, v'achkach machabes begadim. Then he goes and he washes his clothing, v'toyevil, and he immerses himself. V'yitam v'latame bebiyu, v'matame mishkav v'moyshav. And then, this means this is the beginning of that second stage, which is right after the first hair cutting. Then he, so at this point, he's already purified, which we had mentioned this in the previous parak, that it's at this point that he becomes purified from v'matame bebiyu, from contaminating when he enters into a building, v'matame mishkav v'moyshav, from contaminating by what he sits on, what he lays on. Which we had inferred in the previous parak, that means, oh, he was Matam Mishkan Mishram, because he's like an Avatoma and like a Zav and the Zav in that way. Now, the Ikonis Lepinim HaChayim, now he, at this point, he could come into the wall of the city. And this is where he starts, Umayin Yishaviyam, he counts another 7 days. But during those 7 days, Uasabem Matash Mishamita, he's forbidden to have marital intimacy. Shnomek, it says in the Pasuk, Mechutz La'alei, at this point, he has to be out of his own house, which Malamash Asab Matash Mishamita, that refers to his wife, that he's forbidden to have marital intimacy. But a woman at this stage, she's permitted to have marital intimacy because it says mechutz la'alai and then mechutz la'Allah. Now halacha beis kol shabbos yama elu, all these 7 days adain hu avatuma, but he still has halacha as avatuma. Although we said that he's not going to mishkav meishav, you remove that stringency, but he's still avatuma. Metam odem vegeil b'magi, he contaminates a person in a vessel which can only become tumah from avatuma. He can contaminate them mag with touching. Now loy b'masa. Although he had said previously he could contaminate by causing them to move, not at this point anymore. So really, because it says in the pasuk, he's going to be on the seventh day begim, etc. Bechibes is begadav. He's going to have to wash his garments, which this is the source for the first half of the halacha. That malam shayim b'tam begadav. This teaches that he contaminated the garments, and ukashem shayim b'tam begadav memagah, just like he would contaminate his own garments by touch. Kach matam od memagah, so he would contaminate a person by touch because shakal matam begadav matam od, whatever contaminates a garment, which can only become tamei from an avatama, would contaminate a person. So that's, again, like we said, the source of the first of the halacha, that he still contaminates, although not with masa, but with maga, as we see over here regarding his garments. Now, Ubiyam Shvi on the seventh day, Megalcha HaKoyin Teglacha Shni Kedushayna. The Kohen goes and now shaves off all his body here, a second time like he did the first time. Umechabas Begadav, and he washes his garments of a table, and he immerses himself, and now he's already purified from contaminating others. And Vareka called Tuliyam, and now at this point, he has halacha like anyone who was Tamei and immersed himself that day. Which at that point already, by just immersing boichah b'maisa, he could already eat maisa. Harav Shimshi, once we already have sunset, the noichah b'chumi could eat truma. If he kapar asay, and the next day when he brings his atonement, the noichah b'kachim he could eat from kachim. Kamesh man, like we already explained, these are laws in Perek Alf Melchus Mechusar Kapar Halacha Alf Halacha Gimel. Kishu megaleich b'shtei hadiglochis. Now when he gets his hair cut in these two haircuts, in the megaleich lebetar, the cutting of the hair is only with a razor. Now the megiluch shlebetar, if it was cut without a razor, or shenich shtei sars, or let's say two hairs on his body remain. Lester Klum, he hasn't done anything. And Ve'in Megalchel Kain, the only one who could do the hair cutting is a Kain. Now, Ve'mshir Shtei Saris B'Deglachas Rishayna. Now, if let's say they did leave over two hairs, the first time they did a haircut, and then they went and they did the whole process and they counted 7 days, V'Gilchem Ashnei, and then they cut it at the second time, Lo Yosaloi, Ela Teglachas Achz Bavat, it's only considered as if he only had one hair cutting. V'Hari Rishayna, and therefore that is the first one, and you would have to do a second hair cutting after counting another 7 days. And V'Chalayim Kashal Taras Mitzayah, the whole day is valid for this purification ceremony of the Mitzayah. Halacha dal teklachas ha-mitzayra, the hair cutting of the mitzayra, utfi losa and is immersing in the mikvah, vasa losa and is being sprayed, as we mentioned with the bird and the other three items. Ein ma'akva zu azu, they're not integral one for the other, but a shorkal ma'isa ma'akva, all other the actions that are done for the purification are integral one for the other. Halacha hei, shchitas ha-tzipar, the slaughtering of the bird, vaha teklachas and the hair cutting, vaha zaya and the spraying, they all have to be done by yam during the daytime. But a shorkal ma'aseh of all the other activities regarding his purification, whether during the day or at night time. And ilu b'anoshim, the things we just mentioned are regarding men. or shokol ma'isim. Now, regarding all other things, abim manoshim, abim manoshim are for men and for women. And ilu b'kahanim, these are things that are related to being done by the kahanim. Or shokol ma'isim, but all the other activities could be being kahanim, b'misol, all the other things that are ancillary could be done whether by a kohen or by a yisrael. Halach above. Taras mitzvah zu, the purification of this mitzvah is in Hegis Ba'aretz, B'chutz La'aretz applies whether he's in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael, B'fnei Abayis, B'shele B'fnei Abayis, whether at the time the Beis HaMikdash is around or when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. And moreover, the kohen shetimur, the kohen that said he's tamei, mitzvah tarei, it's a mitzvah that he should be the one to say he's tar. Shem like it says in the pasuk, l'tarei or l'tamei, to purify him or to contaminate him, sounds like the same kohen. And v'akol k'sher in l'tarei mitzvah, every kohen is kosher to purify the mitzvah. Afel azav, even if he's a zav himself, avol tamei meis, even if he's a tamei meis. But the imitzar, but a mitzara cannot purify another mitzara. And the imitar shne mitzara and ka'achas cannot purify two mitzara at the same time. She nisim mitzvahs chavilas, because that's a halachic concept that we don't do mitzvahs in bundles. You do each one independently, and each one is a separate mitzvah, therefore you do each one independently. L'chazayin, the Ram continues regarding these four items that we mentioned regarding the purification of the mitzara, the eight areas, the cedarwood, the ezav, and the hyssop, or shnei talas, and the red thread. Shatib ben mitzvah that was used to purify this mitzvah. Metar ben mitzvah machem, you could use it to purify other mitzvah. And v'chid tzipa b'shtalacha, so too the bird that was sent away. There's two, one slaughtered, one sent away. The one that was sent away, as long as it went and didn't come back right away. Mutotar ben mitzvah machem, you're allowed to go ahead and use it to purify other mitzvah. Ma'achash n'shtalcho, once it was sent away. And the mitzvah b'chil, it's also permitted to be eaten. Avla tzipa shchuta, but the slaughtered bird, asur ba'no, that's forbidden to have any benefit from it. Said to us, when does it become forbidden? From the moment it's slaughtered. Now, let's say shchata, let's say he slaughtered the one of those two birds. And there's no hyssop, like eight eyes, no cedar, no red thread, so you can't do, which we said, they're all ma'akiv. And he's asubana. So that one that was slaughtered is forbidden to have benefit, because even the shashchita sheneruya, even though this is a slaughtering that was not fit for what it was meant for, because you don't have the other ingredients, still. Shma shchita, that's called a slaughtering, and therefore it was slaughtered, which that's halacha, that the slaughtered one is asa. And v'ichel kesayis mitzipar shchuta, and if someone that eats an outsize from the slaughtered bird, overall I say, but Allah says, violates a positive and negative commandment. Shlomik says in the pasuk in the bottom, mizah shalay toichel, and these are the things you should not eat from them, which mepiash mulamdu, from tradition they learned that shazad, this is l'rabas atzipar shchuta, is coming to include the bird that was slaughtered. Even though it was slaughtered, this is one of those two birds which you're not supposed to have benefit. And also, when it says, that which is a kosher you should eat, it's coming to infer, but something else you should not eat, which that's including this too. A negative prohibition that's a derivative from a positive form is a say, is qualified as a say. So there's a lisa and a say not to eat from this slaughtered bird in the procedure of the taras ha-metzer. Halacha ches. So these two birds that one has to purchase, you cannot take them from the birds from a city that was the city did avodah zarah, which everything there is forbidden to have benefit from it. So to believe mitziparim shachlivim avodah zarah, you cannot use it from birds that were exchanged for idolatry. Evelim mitziparim shargas nefesh, you cannot take them from birds that killed a person. Umitzvasan, more of initially the mitzvah is sheyushtein shalbeis b'mada, that these two birds should look the same. B'kaim in their height, b'dam, and they should cost the same. Ulekichas and ke'echas, they should be purchased at the same time. Now, but afabisha in the Shabbos, even though they're not the same, or he bought one today and the other one tomorrow, k'sheris, after the fact, they're valid. Let's say the two birds were bought for a purification of a man. K'sheris l'tar ben isha, they're valid to purify a woman. Or let's say it was bought l'shem isha for the sake of a woman. K'sheris l'tar ben ish, they're valid to purify a man. Let's say latar ben bayis manuga. Let's say they were purchased to purify a house that had an ega. K'sheris latar adam, they're valid to purify a person. Lakhan la adam, let's say purchased for a person. K'sheris labayis manuga, it's valid for a house that had an ega. Shem because in the pasuk lakach lamitar, it should be purchased for the one that, for what's being purified. As long as it's for something that's being purified, whether a man, a woman, a house, or a person, it's going to work. Lachates shachat achas men. Let's say they slaughtered one of the two birds. Benimtzish leisa drar. Turns out it wasn't a tzipa drar. It was not the right bird. So yikach zug l'shnei, what you do is, you get a pair for the second one. And the first one that was slaughtered is permitted to be eaten because it was properly slaughtered and it's not considered one of the two birds because it wasn't even a qualified bird. Shachat achas v'nim tzis trefa, let's say they slaughtered one of the two birds and it turns out it had a mortal defect, which is not valid. Yikach zug l'shnei, so again, you take a pair for the second remaining one. And again, the first one's going to be permitted by no because it's not qualified as one of the two birds because it's not valid. Halacha yud, nishpach hadam. Let's say the blood of the one that was slaughtered spilled out before the blood was sprayed. So you leave the other bird that's supposed to be sent away until it dies, and you're not allowed to take another peer from it, as we said in the previous halacha, because the slaughtering of the first one already established it as the partner of the one that's going to be sent away. So it's not fit to have another partner. In contrast, if let's say he was a trefa before it was slaughtered, where that inappropriate slaughtering is not establishing it as a partner, which obviously the one that was slaughtered is also going to be forbidden to have hana, because this was a valid slaughtered bird. Let's say the other way around, let's say the one that's supposed to be sent away died, and you still have the blood there, it's never sprayed yet, so you shafach hadam. So then you spill out the blood, because the spray is a ma'akev to tahara, and you're not allowed to spray when you have two birds, because like we said, the tziparim are ma'akev. But if let's say the mishtalachas died after it was sprayed, then the mitzvah would be purified, because the sending away the birds are not ma'akev. But in this case, since it is, since nothing was sprayed yet, so the blood is spilled out, and then you go and you purchase two other ones to take the place of these two birds.